Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about worries within the cattle industry on Joe Biden's tax plans. Back with Danielle Beck in just a moment. It's the 33rd annual Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Video Livestock Auction, coming up the 5th through the 8th of July from Loveland, Colorado. They'll be selling 188,000 head of cattle that week. You'll be able to see it live on SLA TV, Dish Network 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. You can go and actually check out at their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, exactly what will be featured each day, Monday through Thursday. And as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. One of the biggest sales of the year for Superior Livestock always is the Week in the Rockies sale. This year, no different, with 188,000 head of cattle to be sold from Loveland, Colorado. Week in the Rockies, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of July from Superior Video Livestock Auction. At Superior Livestock, we bring the Week in the Rockies to you. She's the Senior Executive Director for Public Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Danielle Buck says there's plenty to worry about when you start thinking about the Joe Biden plans for tax increases to pay for all of his spending priorities, starting with a big change in stepped-up basis.
Stepped-up basis is absolutely the number one tax priority we're talking about and focused on here in Washington, D.C. The president's plan would repeal step-up in basis for any assets over $1 million. So right now, you know, assets in agriculture, they're typically held by one owner for several decades. When that asset is inherited, it resets the basis so that there isn't a capital gains tax. Under his proposal, any gain in excess of $1 million would be hit with a capital gains tax. There's also a proposal or, you know, conversations about potentially raising that top capital gains rate. Land being the largest asset in agriculture and with so many multi-generational operations out there, that $1 million threshold would not be very hard to hit in our industry. There have been conversations about some potential protections for family farms as long as they stay in the family. That is a very complicated proposal to achieve with any degree of success. You know, the tax code really does not recognize family as nephews, nieces, uncles, cousins. And so in order to achieve a feasible protection for ag, would need to be a lot of really nuanced consideration and language here. Really, ultimately, we can't afford to lose stepped-up basis, period, because I don't think that there's any meaningful way to protect producers.
And Danielle Beck says a couple of studies out there showing that if the president gets his way on these issues, it'll be really bad.
Yeah, so A&M actually recently put out a really great study quantifying some of the potential impacts of these proposals. They looked at, you know, 94 representative farms, and if you were to enact something like the STEP Act, which is a proposal that would eliminate stepped-up basis with similar protections to what the president is proposing, and 92 out of those 94 farms would be negatively impacted. But agriculture is not the only industry that's worried about these potential changes coming. All family-owned businesses are. NCBA is part of the Family Businesses State Tax Coalition. We sit on the steering committee and serve as a leading voice in that organization, and funded a study by EY to quantify the macroeconomic impacts of a repeal and stepped-up basis for all family-owned businesses. And the total impact there for jobs, it was 80,000 jobs in each of the first 10 years would be lost, and then 100,000 jobs lost each year thereafter. It's estimated to decrease U.S. GDP by $10 billion annually, or $100 billion over 10 years. I mean, that is a tremendous hit to our economy. And, you know, family businesses are the ones who were hurt the most during COVID, I think. Main Street businesses, cattle operations, farms, you name it. They're the ones who cannot afford to have an infrastructure package paid for on their backs.
Danielle, for our farmers, ranchers listening right now, what is your call to action? What do they need to be doing?
Agricultural producers need to be communicating with their members of Congress and their senators, sharing their story. We have an opportunity for our producers to provide comment through a page on our website. If you go to policy.ncba.org, there's a link right at the top that allows our members to click, and they can submit sort of a form comment we have drafted or edit it and make it their own, and it will go directly to their elected officials here in Washington, D.C. But just communicating the importance of these tax provisions, how they've helped businesses run and operate thus far, and really how they're designed to ensure long-term viability there. Those messages, stories, personal impacts, they need to be heard in Washington, D.C. All politics is local, and that direct input from your constituency really does make a difference on Capitol Hill.
NCBA's Danielle Beck. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.